What hope. Unbelievable hope. Beyond imagination, beyond fantasy, beyond even designs we could imagine. Our text begins by telling us the source of this hope. Again, unimaginable. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. A stump, a cut-off end, a dead thing shall bring life. David's house, David, that great king, David of Zion, who all would want to dwell under, whose house had become a wreck, whose lands desolate, whose people had become idolatrous, his house would rise again and bear fruit, not just the good deeds, but the faithfulness that mankind needed again. That fruit, found in our Lord Jesus Christ, came from his unity with Father and Spirit, so that indeed the Spirit of the Lord rested upon him as he spoke in that synagogue one day, reading from this very passage, saying, "You're listening now as I read it, and it's fulfilled in me. I bring wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and this fear of the Lord." That wonderful Old Testament phrase, so tamed by our modern sensibilities, our fear of fear, to know who God is. A God worth having, one who you can be afraid of, because what God worth having would you not be afraid of? If you're not afraid of your God, he is no God. A God you do not fear cannot protect you. The Augsburg Confession says it is this lack of the fear of the Lord that is original sin. And now Jesus brings it back. He delights in this fear. And the result now is that he does not judge as we do by eye and ear, experience, opinion, reason, emotion. He judges all things by the word of the Lord. And the result of that then, wonderful hope, is righteousness given to you. You poor in spirit, you meek, meaning not kind and friendly and gentle, but weak, useless, helpless, broken, dying. You are given his righteousness, his equity. The rod of his mouth strikes you down with the law telling you who you are, but then he reminds you who you will be, who you are in him. So yes, the wicked should tremble, for they will only have the death that he brings, but you, Christian, baptized into this Spirit of the Lord Most Holy, righteousness is also the belt of your waist, as St. Paul tells us, speaking of the armor of light. Your helmet is salvation. Your breastplate is full of life. Faith is your shield. Faith in what? Faith in Jesus, in who he is and what he has done, and all too often forgotten in our day, what he is coming again to do. Our creed tells us to look for the life of the world to come, to look for the judgment of God with hope. Because the judgment of God for you is good news too. He has told you how it's going to end. He's going to put you on trial and say you're innocent. Enter into the kingdom prepared for you. And there we see this marvelous thing. Who could imagine it? This land, this new Zion, this kingdom of David, tenfold, 100-fold, or even the wolf has become our friend. Even the leopard is a playmate for a child. Even the lion is something, as I tell my children, I hope to ride upon. We shall all lie down together in this holy mountain, ox and bear, cobra and child. Because now, there, in Jesus, in what he's coming again to do, there shall be no more hurt, no more destruction, for we will be holy as he himself is holy. We will be full of the knowledge of God. Even as waters cover the sea, I don't think there's a part of the sea the waters do not cover. So there shall not be a part of the world not covered by the peace of God in Jesus, so there shall not be a part of you that does not live with this righteousness flowing from you at all times. All because of this root from the stump of Jesse, this banner, this signal that now we rally around, now we hope in, now we trust in his cross. What hope and Eden prophesied. Hymn number 342. In the name of Jesus, please rise.